We are asking for the NGOs, the free NGOs, the humanitarian and human rights Sudanese organizations to reopen and resume their activities should they choose to. We are also calling on the government of Sudan to stop the harassment and intimidation of human rights defenders throughout the country.
What has been the effect of the closure of these three Sudanese human rights organizations?
These organizations were providing very significant human rights services in terms of monitoring and reporting and legal aid to an extent. Their absence left a very big gap because under the climate of harassment and the national security services, their treatment to human rights defenders in the country and the way human rights defenders are observed on a daily basis, human rights defenders who are left are not able to exercise their activities freely. And so with the absence of these NGOs and the limitations that are forced upon human rights defenders, there is a very big gap in terms of word reaching outside the country about the violations that are happening and in terms of monitoring these violations on a daily basis.
Now, this happened after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant against the Sudanese president. Has there been any contact with the president's office to try to reverse the orders that these organizations be closed?
Well, it is really up to these organizations. We really know that they were trying, or at least part of them were trying, to pursue the legal remedies that they have in terms of appealing against the closure decision. There has been a lot of public lobbying and addressing the president as well as the Sudanese government, asking them to revert this decision. In April 2009, Amnesty International organized a campaign that was launched in different capitals of Africa, trying to put pressure with the voices of African organizations that launched this day throughout different capitals, addressing the Sudanese government and asking for the decision to be reversed.